Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Jacob said to Laban, "Send me away, that I may go to my own place and to my country." That's Genesis 30, verse 25. Jacob's family has grown substantially. Imagine buying groceries for 11 growing boys. He can't simply be a hired hand on Laban's ranch. He needs to be building his own herds. But Laban knew a good thing when he saw it, and had no desire to see Jacob's family head for Canaan. As Laban observed, quote, "I have learned by experience that the Lord has blessed me for your sake." Verse 27. Jacob knows that too. Verse 30. Once again, Laban gives Jacob the opportunity to choose his compensation if he stays. Quote, "Name me your wages, and I will give it." Verse 28. Jacob must make a wise decision. The years have not been easy, and Laban is a hard master. So Jacob makes this offer, quote, "Let me pass through all your flock today, removing from there all the speckled and spotted sheep, and all the brown ones among the lambs, and the spotted and speckled among the goats, and these shall be my wages." Verse 32. Laban agrees. He will have the pure colored and white ones. Jacob will have the spotted, speckled, or brown ones. The flocks were separated. Jacob moved his family a short distance away, and he continued another 6 years to look after both his animals and Laban's. But Jacob isn't finished, as we will see next. Whether it's hijinks or high school genetics, in the end, it's the Most High who rules in the affairs of men, and that will actually determine Jacob's blessing. And bless Jacob he does. A good reminder that whatever blessing has come into our lives, it is because, quote, "God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you, having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work." 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.